Iwi in Hapu are worried they are under-resourced to meet growing demands from schools. With New Zealand history about to become compulsory in schools, as well as efforts to entrench te reo, tikanga and undo racism, iwi are being called upon more and more to help. They welcome the changes, but warn they may struggle to cope. Here's Māori News reporter Jamie Tahana with the latest in our series on the work being done to incorporate reo Māori me ona tikanga in the classroom.
Ngāti Naho is nestled in northern Waikato. Its rohe includes Rangiriri, the site of one of the most significant battles of the New Zealand Wars. The chief executive of Ngāti Naho Kaitiaki, Brad Totorewa, says they're finding themselves busier and busier.
There is a lot of demand, and there is a requirement from schools, as you know, agents of the Crown, treaty partnerships and all that type of carry on, to work with iwi, mana whenua.
He welcomes that. Rangiriri is a site the Crown tried to forget. For a century, the scene of significant bloodshed was turned into farmland and carved out by a motorway. Now, more and more people are wanting to learn what happened. And that's about to increase when history becomes compulsory in schools next year. Iwi and Hapu are also being increasingly called upon to help teach tikanga and get involved in work to curb racism in the education sector. That's a lot of work for small organisations, and Brad Totorewa says it could become burdensome.
But the problem is that resourcing doesn't come with the demand. So schools are forced to a certain degree to try and engage the special knowledge that our people have, but aren't able to resource it, not talking about fund it.
Some larger iwi are well equipped, but others, particularly small ones or those yet to reach settlement, are not. Ngāti Toa says it already has well-established relationships with schools around Porirua. Its education coordinator, Bianca Alkington, says the changes are exciting, but schools are wanting a lot of help from local iwi.
Absolutely, we should be participating in that space. Because schools are really cognizant of the fact that they don't want to move without iwi in anything. Like, hey, we're looking at New Zealand history in schools. Can't do that without iwi. So back they come.
Bianca Alkington says iwi like Ngāti Toa are ready, but it will have to be well managed nationally.
If it's well managed, that means if you've got somebody at the other end of iwi who are aware of this, who will go, yeah, we'll help, but where's the pūtea for this? Because we don't have people sitting around on the marae waiting for a system to come up to what we've always known to be right. We don't have those people. We are now having to resource that work.
But Brad Totorewa from Ngāti Naho asks what other government contractors are expected to work only for occasional koha. He says more needs to be done to entrench the relationships for the benefits of both mana whenua and the increasing busloads of students arriving at Rangiriri Pā.